in the green, just wait till they get dry. Where's the weepers? Where's the prayers? Where's the fasters? So he brings him to Jesus. And Jesus said, "Sir, how long has this been going on?" It's good to get a little history, because he said, "Lay hands on no man suddenly." Jesus, it's been going on since he was a child. And all of a sudden it hit him, and down he went. The thing I love went down. He said, "Sir, oftentimes the evil spirit throws him into the fire and into the water and tries to destroy him." Where's the weepers? The disciples were like, "Oh, I don't know what he's doing." And he said, "Sir, do you believe?" I'm not asking you, son. Do you believe? Do you believe? He said, "Lord, I believe." In fact, it said he cried aloud. He cried out and said, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I believe, but look at what I see. It's fighting what I want to believe." He cried out. Where's the criers? Pray for you. Get back. Yeah, we're with you. Where's the weepers? If you've got lost children, I might would find me some sackcloth, some ashes, and go through a ritualistic thing and say, "God, save my kids, God." I'm telling you, I'd rather be lost than my kids be lost, because I love my kids. That's what God did. He gave his son in your stead. Are you in a dilemma tonight? Would you stand? Are you in a dilemma? "Lord, I believe. Help." He told Jesus this. He said, "Lord, if you can do anything, have compassion and help us." I'm here to tell you, God did not give you the Holy Ghost to torment you. He gave you the Holy Ghost to help you. It is called the Comforter. You're supposed to be saying, "I feel like something good's fixing to happen." You're supposed to be saying, "I feel it in my hands. I feel it in my toes. I feel it in my nose. Something good's about to happen, because I got the Comforter." Let the peace of God pass all understanding. Let's sing a little song before we go home. I hope I can get to the weepers. Hallelujah. Get to the prayers. Hallelujah. Oh God, bring back that again. Hallelujah. Honor. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, bring back that spirit of mourning. Hallelujah. Thank God, where we weep in the night for our children that are lost. God, do we pray until things are changed? Hallelujah. Where are the saints of God? Hallelujah. Where are those that won't quit till they get an answer? Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, you're great. Miracles so great. Why don't you raise your hand and say, "God, bring back the spirit of heaviness to me, where I am in mourning. Lord, I'm going to pray for my kids till I see them saved." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Change us, Lord, to what we need to be. Oh, do a miracle in somebody's life tonight. Hallelujah. Like you. Oh God, hallelujah, like you. you. When's the last time you got off of work and you couldn't wait to get to work to find a little place to kneel down and God, oh God, oh God, and you don't even know what to say unless the Spirit of God prays for you and makes intercession for you. You just feel the heaviness and the weight. I don't know why, but I need to pray. I don't know why, but I need to fast. I don't know why, but leave me alone today. I just got to be with God today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us. Help my unbelief, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will say, if anybody is lost in this building, it will probably not be because you committed a sin. It will probably be because you omitted to do the things of God. You omitted the weightier matters. Let me tell you, just not committing sin will not save you. It will not save you. Thinking you be sinless will not save you. It didn't save him. But doing the will of God will. And that's what Christ did, was the will of the one that sent him. Being sinless didn't save him. Doing his will did. Oh, you can tell I'm a little stirred up. I'm a little stirred up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God may have to pull out some feathers out of your nest like he's doing mine, stir you up a little bit. I don't know what he's got to do. Maybe something's got to come on you. I don't know. I don't know. But God, stir me up. Stir me up. Make me pray, God, like I need to pray. Hallelujah. Bring back the tears again, God. Amen. Lord, I come before you tonight. I'm thankful for what you did for us. The question is not that. That's not in question. The question is, where are you, Adam? Where are you? Where are you? The question is, what are you doing for him? And not what he did for you. Lord, as the pastor of this church, I ask you, Lord, to bring back the spirit of praise, the spirit of tears, the spirit that drives people to their knees to seek you. For you talked about a church as it that we live in, of Laodicea, that the rich and think they have no need of God and not know that they're naked and they're poor and they're blind. Open my eyes that I see myself like I really am. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One by one, God, do it in this church. I'm asking you one by one, God, however you want to do it. Bring back praise and worship and the depth, God, and the hunger, God, and the drive, God, to get to the sanctuary of God. So we'd be like David was. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I could dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm after you, God, as the heart panteth after the water brook, O God. So does my soul panteth after thee, God. Bring back that desire, God. Hallelujah. Where are you, Adam? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe I haven't done my part, and I apologize to you and to God. But my desire is to do the will of the one that sent me and to finish it. In Jesus' name. God bless you tonight. I love you. Be careful going home. See you Sunday. Don't forget to bring your covered dish. Pick up a few cards on the way out. Pass them out. If you bring somebody with you, I'd appreciate it.